Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
And this may sound kind of crazy because most people, when they think of Joe Walsh, they think of, you know, the divisive Tea Party guy that was out there screaming and getting in fights with everybody for 8 years.
Republican primary candidate Joe Walsh has apologized for his past behavior and any role he played in helping elect President Donald Trump, accusing the incumbent of spreading hate. In contrast, he says he can disagree with people without saying they hate America.
I want to bring the country together. I want to bring Republicans and Democrats together.
That sentiment is shared amongst all of the president's challengers, though they may have different ideas about how much change is necessary to do that, given that some people have been left out for hundreds of years. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a Bible-quoting Episcopalian, voiced concerns shared by a lot of families ahead of tomorrow's holiday, while a fire truck sped by.
I think a lot of us are looking at Thanksgiving with a mixture of anticipation and a little bit of nervousness about how to keep the peace.
Two of Buttigieg's in-laws identify as evangelical Christians, and one is a pastor. A new crop of activist organizations aiming to promote respectful dialogue and help people come together has bloomed since Trump's election. Better Angels, Bridge the Divide, Living Room Conversations, the National Conversation Project, and many others. Here's how New Jersey Senator Cory Booker describes it.
I think we need a revival of civic grace, a more courageous empathy.
Booker had an impressive debate performance last week, but he's still at 2% in the first DNC-approved Quinnipiac poll since the debate.
I have not yet qualified for the December stage and need your help to do that. If you believe in my voice and that I should be up here, please go to CoryBooker.com. Please help.
After making that plea, he raised more than $1 million last week. But released yesterday, the poll hasn't changed December's lineup. Former Vice President Joe Biden took back the lead, and for the first time in a national poll, Buttigieg surpassed Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. In his very first week campaigning, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg got 3%, on par with Senators Kamala Harris of California and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. To get on stage, entrepreneur Andrew Yang and Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard each need one more qualifying poll. Businessman Tom Steyer and Gabbard both need a handful of additional donors.
There are a lot of folks that watch those debates, and they're important, and it's valuable to be on that stage and to get that time on the television. But the next day and the next day and the next day are more opportunities to meet more voters and introduce yourself and to make those connections.
Des Moines School Board member Rob Barron has endorsed former Housing Secretary Julian Castro for president. Barron says, with a couple of months to go, most Iowans don't make their decisions until a month out. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.